Here it is, best things about pro wrestling this week. Sorry if I sound super nervous. It's because I'm just not used to talking to myself for an hour, but hey, solo podcast is hard. Like I'm used to doing things myself, but this is an exception. Like if there's the only time for me to need a co-host is right now, because damn, solo podcasting is really hard. But I'll try making it work. See, I'm fucking up already. Okay. In any case, this is the best things about pro wrestling this week. The show where we talk about the best things of pro wrestling this week. Whether it could be a match, a segment, or anything it could be, anything may be. This is the best things about pro wrestling this week. Yeah, another week, another wrestling, isn't it? So, let's get into it, shall we? Oh, and by the way, I'm recording this before SmackDown. I have not seen SmackDown. I don't know what's going on with SmackDown. For all I know, Roman Reigns could lose the title, so we don't know what happens. And by the way, I haven't seen the AEW and NXT episode, just because... So, let me get that out of the way. Let me take a breath. So Survivor Series happened. Now, I'll put the full preview in the description of this. I'll put in the description in case you want to hear it. But to summarize how I feel about this show, it was okay. Like, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was just fine. But there was one good moment about this, and that is the New Day versus the Street Profits. Damn, what a good match. I loved one of the best things about this show. One of the best things about this match was when Xavier Woods put them on the outside. They were like, I guess the Profits are down. I thought that was funny. I thought that was a clever use of wordage. Wordage? Clever use of words. That's all I'm trying to say. But this was a good tag team wrestling. And this is an example of if WWE cared about their tag team division, it could actually work, as seen by here. So check out this match if you haven't seen it. I'll put the full review in the description in case you want to see my full thoughts on the show. Now, let's move on the next night, the very next night, and that is Monday Night Raw. I'll also put the full thoughts on it in the description, but to summarize it, it was okay. I wouldn't say okay. It was not very good. Now looking back at it, it was not a very good show. But like all awful shows, there's always this one good thing about it. And this one has to do with Alexa Bliss. For some reason, she's always so divisive. I don't know why. You know, after watching this match and how good she was in that ring, I was like, is she in the top 10 of some of the best performers right now? Like, if you gave anybody this character, guaranteed it wouldn't work. At least in my opinion. And she nailed it, you know? And I will actually put her up there with Bray Wyatt in terms of the best character performer. Not best, just best character performer. You know, we have Santino Marella, who's a good comedic performer. You have somebody like Bret Hart, technical kind of wrestler, all pure wrestling. But she's one of those performers, one of those wrestlers who's good at character, who's good at multiple personas. Alexa Bliss, you know, she's good. I think she's great. And I feel like this gimmick kind of solidifies it, in my opinion. So check out this match. I'll put it on. I'll put the description on it. The YouTube highlight version, because she's really, really good. Like, she sells that character very well. So check it out in the description of this podcast. And finally, I am not an Impact Wrestling guy. I have not watched Impact Wrestling in like 4 years now. I believe the last time I watched it, was that match? AJ Styles versus Nick Aldis. That match was horrendous. Talk about overbooking. Like, TNA has a huge problem with overbooking. I mean, at least back in the day, they always overbooked their wrestlers, you know, like WWE. It's like, why do I need to watch the copycat if I can watch the original? You know what I mean? But hey, they're not the old TNA anymore, which is pretty cool. And by the way, I enjoyed this episode. I really, really enjoyed this episode. And one of the best parts about this was the Wee Nominal. The Wee Nominal. Hornswoggle. Now, I don't know what's going on with the storyline, because like I said, I've not seen the entire show, but goddamn. Hornswoggle, man. That WLC match 6 years ago, and now this, that shit was funny. And also hearing AJ Styles' music again, damn, that's so nostalgic. I don't know about you. Let me know. Follow me on Twitter. I'm the player guy. So good. You should have seen Ethan Page's face. He was like, what the hell am I wrestling to? Who am I? You know what? I'm fucking up already. This is my first episode, so apologies for that, but this was funny. I thought the match itself was short, but it was decent. It was decent, you know, had a bit of comedic effect. And also, Fightful reported that we're probably gonna see the Wee Nominal again. So if you like it, if you like the gimmick, as I did, good luck, because you're gonna like it again. I don't know. And that's it for the first ever episode. I know I've been talking for like 10 minutes. How long have I been walking? It's been almost 6 minutes. Holy crap. Yeah, I'm keeping this short as I'm a bit nervous and I'm all over the place right now. So, you know, hopefully I can make this work. Hopefully within like the next 5 years, maybe, who knows. I look at this back and I say, you know what? I had the courage to do this. So it is what it is. Follow me on Twitter at Omar the Player Guy. Follow the Facebook page, Play Out Wrestling Post. Follow the site, Play Out Wrestling Podcast.blogspot.com. Also follow, if you enjoyed this for some weird reason, me rambling on, just hit that 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate it. And that's it, you know. Stay safe, Smarks, and have a good one.